tomorrow week, there will be a meeting taking place in the Tower Hotel in Ross Bay about concerns about the beach there at Ross Bay Beach. And in Glenbay, I should say, the Towers Hotel in Glenbay. That meeting takes place at 6:30 Thursday, February 12th, organised by a group called Save Ross Bay Beach. They believe that the beach is under has degraded and has eroded considerably and to a very, very dangerous extent over the last number of years. Before going on air, I spoke to one of the organisers, TJ O'Sullivan, of the Save Ross Bay Beach Group, and he outlined why they feel that there is a crisis with the state of erosion in Ross Bay Beach, which of course is one of the most beloved beaches in the county and indeed country.
If you look at Inch and Ross Bay, they both were subject to the same storms and climate change, and Inch is in fabulous condition, but anyone who will go back to Ross Bay won't see a beach. The tide is in now permanently to the rocks and to the dunes. You could hardly walk down the beach when the tide goes out. There's just a little tide. So something radically has gone wrong with Ross Bay to change it to the state it's in at the moment.
And have you carried out any research to back this up?
The sand level on the entire beach has dropped 1.5 to 2 metres. So if you were walking the beach before, you'd have been 2 metres higher walking the sand, or 1.5 metres. We'll just that's a fair level to suggest. And the waves were much further out to sea. Now, the reasons for the sand disappearing off the beach need to be studied by experts, but it's easy to measure that level because there were timber grinds in front of the toilet block that were put in 130 years ago. And in the past, when you'd walk the beach, you wouldn't see them. You'd be walking on sand higher than them. And now, in springtime, they're completely exposed down to the base material of the sort of no sand at all on the beach. And those timbers are up to your waist.
Groins. But how do you spell that word? Timber groins.
G-R-O-Y-N-E-S.
And what are they precisely?
Vertical posts would be put into the beach, and then timber planks bolted onto them. So the purpose being that the sand will be held on the beach by from the tide coming in. It would be the sediment. Sea is always throwing sand in and moving it along, but this holds the sand and then brings the level up so it retains the beach on the shore. They would be put in where there would be a current that would be moving it offshore, moving it down the beach.
But they're a very good visual, an obvious visual sign of the impact of erosion.
Yeah, they were hidden for 100 years. They were put in at another erosion event at that time in the late 1800s. The man who put them in was Roland Wynne. He was an expert coastal engineer related to the Headley family of Glenbay. He did works in Yall and Bray, and his works are still studied in America at the moment. He produced a book, Sea Coast Erosion and Remedial Works, which was based on the works at Ross Bay and Yall and Bray and other locations, but primarily Ross Bay and Yall. And that book is in constant print in America, being studied in universities there as an example of how to remedy longshore currents and sand loss on beaches.
And you think even 130 years on, there's still a lot that could be learned from Roland Wynne, this coastal engineer?
Oh, he's been studied in America and he was forgotten about in Ireland. I just discovered that he'd carried out the works. I had been asking everybody did anyone know who put the timber grinds in? And we thought maybe the British Army, nobody could say who did it. But there was a newspaper report in Killarney in the library saying that on the 13th or 14th of April, 1898, a pile-driving machine was at Ross Bay Beach and works were to be undertaken the following week when Roland Wynne came back from London to put in a barrier system to protect the beach.
At the start of our interview, TJ, you mentioned, gave some figures about the erosion of the beach, the decline of sand, and you gave some comparison in metres. Could you repeat those? And what period of time are we talking?
The beach started shedding sound dramatically from 2015 approximately. Now, it was losing in the decades earlier than that. I believe this, the beach had been losing sand as the grinds were breaking up and dropping in level. Sand was also being lost to the beach, but the beach was going down a little bit. The sea then moved inland, so the deep water moved in, and we're at the point now where the waves, every high tide virtually, the waves are breaking on the dunes. And the dunes, the face of the dunes, have actually moved inland 75 metres in the last 20 years. There's a dune at the moment that's collapsing, and it's about 13 metres high. That's the height of a four-storey building, and it's been washed away. At, I have measured it since November to mid-January, 7.5 metres disappeared.
I see that there in your email you've sent us here in Radio Kerry. I've measured the loss of a dune, the face of which has been set back 7.5 metres from the 9th of November last to the 22nd of January.
Mm-hmm. That's unbelievable loss. That's not happening anywhere else in Ireland. This is catastrophic loss and damage that's happening to the dunes. It's stemming from the loss of sand on the beach.
Why are you making the comparison between Ross Bay and Inch? Why Inch? Why not another beach? You're saying, well, Inch is thriving and Ross Bay isn't.
Inch is subject to the same climatic changes, the same storms are hitting both of them, but Ross Bay is in complete peril. It's in danger of not being there. I mean, it's an obvious one. It is disappearing. It's and measurements should be taken. You see, Kerry County Council have to go and do surveys to calculate, to record exactly what it's at the moment.
That's what you want the council to do?
Well, that is, and to come up with some proposals on bringing sand back onto the beach, to look at Roland Wynn's information. You see, Roland Wynn's information was completely forgotten about in Ireland.
You might explain, TJ, your own background and your own qualifications to speak in this area.
Well, I have a diploma in structural engineering, so it's nothing coastal, but I would have just been observing from childhood back in Ross Bay in the 70s and 80s and 90s, and a stunning beach. There was cobblestone up on the stone, on the spit, and below the cobblestone it was pristine sand and a huge wide beach the same as Inch. And over the course of my life, I was able to watch the stone start to migrate down the beach until now there's a complete band of stone down the whole face of the dunes. There's no dunes, there's no beach there.
And why are you so sure that this practice by coastal engineer Roland Wynn that was implemented in Ross Bay back in the 1890s when trees were cut in the old woods at Glen Bay and he used them to create low walls to hold sand on the beach, this system called low groins, which you've been outlining there, why do you believe it would work still today?
Well, if it would work so well, the last time it was put in, for 100 years, it held the sand on the beach. I mean, there's no reason that it wouldn't. It's been implemented in other places around Ireland, in north of Dublin, Portgrain, I think, is the beach. The council above there are now putting in grinds. It's a standard coastal approach to stop sediment loss off the beach.
Could it be just simply that just encountering unprecedented climate change in a way that other beaches in the county aren't?
I don't see that. I mean, there would be minor damage to other beaches in the county. But what the figures I'm talking about there are unbelievable figures. That the beach, Ross Bay Beach, has dropped, the entire beach has dropped 1.5 metres. Really, in the last 15 years, the sand loss has been devastating on the beach, and the sea is now in to the shore the whole time. People, I've met so many people that go back and they say, every time I come back, it's that the tide is in. They don't realise that they're back there when the tide is out, because the tide doesn't go out anymore.
And what are you hearing from Kerry County Council, TJ?
Kerry County Council are in a difficult position. The rock armour may have been a mistake to put in. They have applied for funding to carry out works. They've applied to the European Union for whichever fund, and they will be commissioning a report and works, in fairness to them. The Roland Wynn information, I have only found out in the last couple of weeks. I've shared that information just recently with the council, so when they look at it, maybe they will see the merit in it as well.
TJ, tell me some of the speakers at the meeting on February 12th in the Tower.
Yeah, Kevin Lynch from the University of Galway. Kevin is an expert on coastal engineering. He would focus on soft engineering and nature-based solutions. Roland Wynn actually wrote different papers about the constructive nature of the sea. If the sea is handled properly, you can use it to construct defences. This is the lesson that needs to be learned for our climate change going forward now, not just in Ross Bear Yall, but around the whole country. You need the sand to rise with the rising seas. And it can be done. It was proven it could be done before.
And that is TJ O'Sullivan, one of the organisers behind the meeting that's taking place in the Towers Hotel in Glenbay with the title Save Ross Bay Beach. And TJ's with the Save Ross Bay Group, Ross Bay Beach Group, I should say. Now, he also sent on an email after our interview saying, "Hi, Trasa, when you said, is Inch just coping with the storms better? I should have answered that Inch has not been altered by human activity. Ross Bay has. There were major improvements, in inverted commas, in land reclamation in the 1800s. At Ross Bay. These altered the coast and caused the beach collapse that led Wynn, the man we were talking about there, to install the wooden groins. Ross Bay was also used by the British Army as an artillery firing range. This no doubt caused serious damage," says TJ. And TJ, thank you so much for giving of your time yesterday. A subject I know very little about, the ins and outs of coastal erosion, but some interesting views and very concerning worries outlined there about the state of Ross Bay Beach. Just to outline again and just to say again that Save Ross Bay Beach meeting will be taking place tomorrow week, Thursday, February 12th at 6:30 p.m. in the Towers Hotel in Glenbay. So 6:30 p.m. in the Towers Hotel, Glenbay, the Save Ross Bay Beach. And Tony Donnelly from Waterville has also been in touch about this subject. And Tony is saying that they are having similar problems with erosion in Waterville. We need work to be done to keep the sea out, says Tony. And another manifestation of climate change, really. And anyway, your views, your experience, your thoughts. I know Ross Bay is such a beloved beach throughout the country and beyond. And I'd love to get your views and your thoughts on what TJ O'Sullivan had to say there.